This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who is a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, I guess I suspect you are. Welcome to the show. Always be an exceptional American, especially when you are an American. Wear that title proudly. A lot of things going on, as you know, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. Unbelievable turn of events at the border, of course. Everybody's saying cruelty to how we Americans have been handling the children that have been brought across the border, ignoring the fact that most of these children have been stolen or sold from their parents, in that we provide the beckoning border for freedom. You know, and yeah, of course, this is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery that the left so much enjoys, and all of a sudden they criticize how we're handling people here when they come across the border illegally. And, you know, forget about the fact that these children are stolen. Oh, no, we don't want them. Ah, that's no big deal. That's just the way they do business down there and south of the border, and it's okay. It's okay. And here we have it. So Donald Trump decides, well, we'll just do a little executive order and we'll do a little turnabout. I really don't think there's been too much change if you take a look at what's been going on. And if you know any of these people that are Border Patrol agents and so on, we have a couple that we do talk with. And we do discuss what is happening at the border And I can rest assured, for all of you can be absolutely rest assured, that these children are very, very well taken care of. Just remember that. They're extremely well taken care of. And the notion that there's anything less than good care for these children is stupid. But, you know, that it's political. And they have to have something because everything else is going so well for Donald Trump, the president. Winning, winning, winning. Let's go ahead and do something to create a crisis. It's the patent Saul Alinsky business. And, you know, of course, Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste opportunity. And it's a crisis they have created. This is a crisis they have created. I say again, this is a crisis that the globalists have specifically created to try and destroy our borders. And everybody's, you know, if you're on the other team, they want open borders. This is the work of the United Nations and Agenda 21. Oh, my goodness. Who would have thunk it, right? Who would have thunk it that we would be at this point? But I do have to give props. I do have to give props to Donald Trump, our president, for what he has done by, well, I'll just change it and see how they like it. Well, of course, they don't like it. Everybody comes out. This is the schizophrenia that's out there. This is all a deliberate attempt. It's a constant attack of the president. Anything about the president or his family. And, of course, Jane Fonda's brother, as you know. That whole Fonda family. You know, there used to be a modicum of decorum in society until Jane Fonda popped up. And I'm sure a lot of you Vietnam vets know what I mean. I was not a Vietnam vet, but I'll tell you one thing. I was absolutely livid as a citizen at Jane Fonda. And it'll never go away for me because of the abject betrayal of Jane Fonda to the United States of America and to our troops out in the field. Let's not forget that. So it comes, you know, basically this is the same thing that happened in the Vietnam War. When you hear it from the left, we're just hearing it in a different generation. And right now we've got the winning, winning, winning thing going on with President Donald J. Trump. And they're going to do everything they possibly can because now these people, these activists, have money. You know, they've all grown up and they've gotten influential in radical fascist circles in some respect. Well, certainly. You got your Bill Ayers, Bernardine Dorn, all these people. Of course, they're both Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn are just bona fide murderers. Somebody should really look into some of the past deaths of police officers, especially in San Francisco, about Bill Ayers. Don't you think that would be wonderful to do that? Excuse me, it's time for brew. Now listen, I'm in direct competition from a man in Trona, California. Trona. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. If you've ever been to Trona, it's a one. I think it's a great place. You want to get away to Trona. Trona, California. Look it up on your maps out there. Been to Trona several times for various and sundry reasons. But it's quite the little. But I am in direct competition. I have the best coffee on the planet. He says he does. Watch out. Anyway, excuse me. I made a fabulous pot of coffee this morning. This is number two, by the way. Not a pot, not cup. All right. So anyway, so the Bill Ayers thing is kind of interesting as an activist. You know, these activists now have just sort of spewed their hatred and vitriol towards anything that's conservative and anything that is that is part of the undergirding, if you will, such as our Constitution in the United States. They have grown up and they've become big boys and girls and they've gotten money. Some of them do, and of course they spread their hatred and vitriol through the media and rampage it through. And of course, the epitome of all that hatred towards other Americans and the divisiveness that was expressed and shown came out naturally with Hillary Clinton, but more importantly, as the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, who was, of course, not really an American of the traditional sense that you would think. So these people are wedded with this. They've grown up, a lot of the youngers, I guess you would say, have grown up in the, especially in the elite areas. In Washington, D.C., you can really see it. You go to Washington, you really see with the government employees that are there. You know, I've had an opportunity to be around some of the buildings and some of those places. And mixed it up a little bit with some of those employees, and they really do hate anything that's American. It's really weird. You know, here they are getting a job in America, and of course, it's their America. It's the way they look at it. It's their view of how America should be, which is a very, very, very much a socialist, almost communist view. So you're starting to see this come out, and especially you see it in California with the monoparty system that's developed, which is exactly what they are trying to do in Congress right now. What's happening in California in terms of governance is being shaping, well, what the swamp is all about. That's why Donald Trump is such a, you know, he's so abhorrent, you know, to them. That's the gig. So anyway, Donald Trump has decided to take it right on the chin and say, okay, this is what we're doing. And so as the president, he comes out with an executive order to take all these people and to divert their anger, their hatred, and vitriol through children, using children, of course. And by the way, it's the same policies. In fact, it's he's got to improve circumstances around these kids more so than Barack Obama did. And, of course, we saw the flood of pictures early on regarding all the cruelty that was happening at the border with these kids. It turns out, guess what? It was Obama's administration that was doing the pictures from 2014, 2015. Kids wrapped in aluminum foil in cages. Hello? That's not happening now. But that's what was happening in 2014. See, using the past history to subvert the present history in this fashion is fake news. That's what they engage in, fake news. So anyway, we had this reversal. He signed an executive order on the detaining or separation of families, minimizing it. And I applaud him for it. I think it was a good decision. When you are the president and you think that there's something that needs to be changed, you change it. Unlike past presidents, who deliberately kept things that were cruel and unusual on the books. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented so that it won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a four-pack with two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. There's a lot of real news out there. We're going to cover quite a bit of it. First of all, right to vote. You want an alternative to Google and to Facebook. Right to vote. Right to vote. R-I-G-H-T, the number two, and vote, V-O-T-E. Voice. Right to voice. Now listen, right to voice is your way to be able to express yourself without any kind of censorship by Facebook, Google, and Amazon. It's very, very important that you understand that. Of course, if you are just naive to what's going on in the world of these other social medias, guess again, your right to voice is your right to be able to express yourself without censorship. Without censorship, free of censorship. Okay, so anyway, Stonehenge is heating up. Literally. I just want to pop this one out here. Today is the longest day of the year. It's the longest day of the year as the sun starts to transit in a different direction now. Well, we do, the planet. The sun doesn't. And it's the longest day of the year. So this has often been marked by, I mean, people of the, I guess you would say, of the ancient age found out this little fact that there were days that were shorter than others. What a concept. And this is known as the summer solstice, and it's the mark, literally, when springtime ends and summer begins. However, what happens is that from this day forward, the days are going to get shorter. Correct. The days are going to get shorter. Up until today, the days were getting longer as we went up to spring, and now, during the summer and into the fall, the days will get shorter. Okay, now that's just sort of a little bit of science going on. These are scientific facts, and it's known as the summer solstice. So I just want to bring that out to you. We'll probably have a little bit more about this. And I used to live in the High Sierras, and I used to notice that when I was living up there, and again, I was like one of these primitive people, but where I lived was at a fairly high altitude, and I used to notice that the aspen trees, and it's not just aspens, but others, mostly the aspen trees, the day of the summer solstice, the tips, the very top of those trees, and I used to look up there at about 8,000 feet, and I noticed that the trees and the leaves were all green, and literally within one day or 2 days, I'd start to see yellowing of those leaves. I'll just never forget this. See the yellowing of the leaves. And I thought, And of course, it was June 22nd, June 23rd, June 24th, June 25th. And the more and more, as of course, there's less and less sun during the day, that was that sensitive. You just have to notice some of these things when you're out there at 8,000 feet or 9,000 feet or 10,000 feet. Anyway, just to let you know, the sun does have that much impact, and we don't realize it because it's so, you know, it slowly comes about. It's a slow progression over days of change. Starts sound a little bit like what happens with communism and Marxism and all that good stuff, right? So anyway, there's a big thing going on. Stonehenge seems to be the place for the summer solstice to visit. But any place today, if you're on the planet Earth, just remember, it's the longest day of the year. All of us on the blue planet experience the same thing. Of course, unless there's solar change, you know, like climate change, solar change. And remember that the climate change is usually affected because of solar change. Just thought I'd let you know about that. Those of you that are truly scientists, I guess you would say, would understand what I'm talking about. And if you're not scientists, just remember the sun basically controls most of what happens here on the climate on good old blue planet. All right, let's get back into some things. You know, it's interesting, we pulled up a story. This is kind of an interesting little story. And I'm going to get into the Donald Trump and what happened last night in Minnesota. Great, great rally. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about the crazies on the left. And we have a couple of cartoons up, actually, that are pretty political in nature and so on. And we have some things about this three-state thing that's going on and how the Democrats are really underestimating what's happening with the state movement in California, two and three-state. There's the two and then there's the three. And we are the two-state, of course, which is New California. But this is an interesting story. This was first popped out a number of days ago, and I saw it. I saw the picture, and I saw the picture as a deserter. This is the Air Force's most wanted deserter who was discovered working, are you ready for this, on the staff of Janet Napolitano. Okay, so those of you that remember good old Janet Napolitano, Janet Napolitano used to be our Department of Homeland Security person, remember? And she was a very, very interesting person to a lot of people because of her strange ways. And she got herself in a little bit of trouble here just recently because she was actually made, she left the Department of Homeland Security to take over the California University system. Yeah, the UC system. That's what she does now. And she's gotten herself into a lot of trouble. There's been, the inside word is that there's been some spats, apparently. And this is what our understanding is. There's been some inside spats in terms of relationships and things like that that are really kind of, in the normal business world, would not be tolerated. But in that world of the UC system, power and control and all that good stuff, and of course she's there for a reason, would not be tolerated. I mean, you know, lesbian relationships and things like that that have caused quite a bit of consternation within the system. You know, that competition and stuff like that, that sort of thing. Now, you know, nothing against lesbians, but I'm saying that there's sexual connotations and overtones relationally that have been implicated in some of the mischief that's gone on since Janet Napolitano showed up. Well, I guess that's the way they can put it anyway. So this is what's happened, though. This Air Force guy, his name is William Howard Hughes Jr., William Howard Hughes Jr., apparently from Seattle, Washington. Well, do some due diligence out there and just sort of Google and check into William Howard Hughes Jr. in Seattle. And yes, you got it, Howard Hughes. But, you know, Howard Hughes, the Howard Hughes of Hughes Aircraft, all that good stuff, and chemtrail fame. Yeah, a lot. This is kind of interesting. Because a lot of the patents by this guy named Chang emanated from Hughes Aircraft. Oh. So that's intriguing, isn't it? Okay, but this is what's happened. The former head of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, managed to overlook the Air Force deserter with top security clearance on her staff, who has been a most wanted fugitive for 35 years. Nanette Asimov, who I've met, by the way, and Megan Cassidy, reported in the San Francisco Chronicle, employees in the University of California System's president's office in Oakland knew their former colleague, Tim O'Berian. That's O'Berney? O'Berney? You know, I've never heard, it's kind of an odd Irish name. As the personable, brainy, number cruncher for the UC system's vast health benefits program. Now, this is a program that in all the UC system, especially at her level, has been plagued by audit problems big time. And there's been a couple people that have just doggedly gone after Napolitano within the state system. And by the way, it's fascinating. You know, really, when California as a system... God, what? No, stop the music! We're going to get back to this. Anyway, right to voice. Your right to be able to do what? Express yourself freely, right to voice. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this guy, William Howard Hughes Jr., who was an Air Force captain, and he deserted back in like 1983. And it's an interesting little story, because this guy, he wasn't just your normal little turnip that fell off the truck as an Air Force captain. That's really painfully evidenced. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I first saw this story in part of it in San Francisco Chronicle, and I brushed it off. This was several days ago. And I thought to myself, let's go back. You know, it's something in my brain said, let's go back to see this. And it was because of the uniform, you know, his picture and stuff like that. And you go to Agenda 21 Radio and you can see this. And I said to myself, you know, there's more to this story. Let's take a look. So, of course, we did our due diligence and we started to look into this guy. And it turns out that one of the things that he was involved in back in his day in the Air Force, and by the way, the thing that happened with him is that he sort of took off from Albuquerque, New Mexico, back in like 1983. Now, it's kind of important to understand 1983, what was going on there. And 1983, right in the middle of the Reagan thing, right? Well, maybe you millennials, you don't understand. You don't, you know, and I wouldn't expect you to, of course. Absolutely, I would not. But anyway, this guy takes off and he's gone. Vamanos. He runs around and he gets $25,000 on his bank account and he takes off. Okay. It's almost like the guy who jumped out of the airplane with all the money, in a sense, up in out of Portland or something like that. Remember that back in the day? Maybe some of you don't, but there was that that big story about this guy that, you know, jumped out of the back of an airplane. he demanded cash. They gave him the cash. And, of course, the rest is sort of history. They can't find him. They said they found some of his money, which was kind of interesting. But this is I don't really want to get to that. But anyway, this guy doesn't jump out of an airplane, but, you know, he's in the Air Force, and he goes, and he's stationed at the time at this Air Force base right there in New Mexico, which has got some very, very mysterious things about it, because it's right there next to the White Sands area and all that stuff, right? So, this guy's gone. What did he do? What was some of the things that he was involved in? Well, and this is kind of interesting, because in that area, you have a whole bunch of top secret, obviously, White Sands and all that stuff. Sandia Labs. Oh, hello, San Francisco, right? Sandia Labs. Sandia Labs is is right there, and there's, you know, it's a very super secret area for development of weapons and things like that. They do a lot of exotics there. And one of the things you don't want, when you're in that area, trust me, I can tell you, I've been there. When you're in that area, you don't want to mention UFO anywhere because you'll be roundly rejected. I mean, it's just like, for some reason, there's great sensitivity when you bring up the terms, the three letters UFO around Sandia Labs. I mean, seriously, people just don't like it. It's almost so much that they don't like it. You kind of like think, why don't they like that so much when you mention UFO? And then you have all these exotic, top-secret weapons that are being developed. And, I mean, you know, because this is where nuclear bombs were developed. Nuclear bombs. That whole area. So, anyway, so he's involved there in that area. So you're sitting there thinking, oh, my God. what is with this guy? Well, it's kind of an interesting story. And the story that I've got, partially from the San Francisco Chronicle, but you start digging into it. So we went to CNN and some other places, and they had some interesting things about Captain Hughes. It says he was apprehended just a few days ago. Some of his associates, of course, at the UC system were kind of like going, what's up with this guy? They're kind of shocked. I'm shocked to see gambling going on. It says, interviews with Hughes' friends and associates and inquiries with law enforcement agencies in the U.S. and abroad failed to locate him. This is after he deserted. The statement said that he was formally declared a deserter in December 9th, 1983. Then just a few days ago, the mystery that began more than three decades ago came to an end. On June 5th, during a passport fraud investigation, the U.S. Department of State Diplomatic Security Service interviewed an individual claiming to be Barry O'Burney. I guess it's Bernie. It's O-B-E-I-R-N-E, O'Burney. After being confronted with inconsistencies about his identity, the individual admitted his true name was William Howard Hughes Jr. and that he deserted from the U.S. Air Force in 1983, the Air Force said. Captain Hughes claimed that in 1983 he was depressed about being in the Air Force, so he left and created the fictitious identity of O'Byrne and has been living in California ever since. Now listen, all good communists do this sort of thing. Change their identity like this. It's, yeah, they talk about identity crisis. Well, anyway. Says special agents from Travis Air Force Base took Hughes into custody at his California home Wednesday, and he is being held at the base. The Air Force said it is unclear what charges he faces. Hughes' neighbors in Daly City, California, told CNN he went by the name of Tim. Tim, taking you to the top. And he lived with a woman they said he believed was his wife. The neighbors said he was a friendly guy who loved the San Francisco Giants. The Air Force said that Hughes had a top-secret single-scope background investigation clearance from at the time of his disappearance. The plot starts to thicken because he's got top-secret clearances. His mysterious disappearance during the Cold War spurred theories that he had been abducted by the Soviet Union or defected to what was then known as the USSR to work against the U.S. In 1985 and 86, several French, and listen to this, several French and American rocket ships failed launch properly and subsequently exploded, including the Challenger space shuttle, in the wake of those disasters. The Los Angeles Times journalist Ted Skolzik reported in July of 1986 that intelligence officers believed the rockets may have been sabotaged with Hughes' help. Now, I got to tell you, I remember vaguely when this story popped up, because the story is out there, and we have links to it, this Los Angeles Times story by this Ted Skolzik. It's a 1986 article, and I remember I was an avid reader of the LA Times and the Wall Street Journal. All this. It was back in the paper days, right? So I had these things stacked up all over my rooms. I was one of those kind of guys, right? Anyway, I remember reading this article because the thing was, this the Challenger, the space shuttle blew up in 1986. It was like January of 86, I think it was. And it was really cold out, and everybody blamed it on the cold, which didn't make any sense. And by the way, it was interesting because when the space shuttle blew up, I had a chance to talk to some people, because where I was working at the time in the high desert, which was right next to Edwards Air Force Base, where the shuttle would have landed, right? And where it was landing at Edwards Air Force Base. So we had a lot of personnel who worked on the shuttles. And their kids, when I taught their kids. So, you know, they kept saying, none of this makes sense about this explosion and those O-rings. Because, you know, they were saying the theory was the O-rings were going to fail in such cold weather. And that's because there was a real cold freeze going on at the time when they launched the Challenger. And people said this didn't make much sense. And I'm talking to people that I would talk, because I was teaching science and getting into school administration, becoming an administrator at the time. And I was teaching science, and this is all scientific. In fact, I can vividly, when we come back, I can tell you what it was like the day in my classroom when the shuttle blew up. And it doesn't make sense today. It didn't make sense then. But you know what? The CIA was all over the story. Gee, this plot's going to thicken.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill national pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to voice, your right to voice, writetovoice.com, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. Check it out. It's the alternative to Facebook, Google, and Amazon. Mm-hmm. You will have a right to your own voice. It is the only place you will get the news. It's usually one click to join, so click Write to Voice today. Anyway, go to our website, agenda21radio.news. You can click on the big red R for Write to Voice. This is a very interesting story. We're talking about this William Howard Hughes, Jr., who was captured 35 years on the run. He was a deserter from the United States Air Force. And guess what? He was captured right in Janet Napolitano's office. Now, it's kind of interesting about this story, and I want to expand upon it, because this is an interesting story that developed back when I was a teacher, because one of the things that they're claiming is this guy, see, he was a specialist on detonation devices that helped to destroy rockets in air. And this guy was implicated, at least it was reported back in the Times, the LA Times, by journalist Ted Skulzik, reported in July of 1986 that intelligence officers of the United States Air Force believed the rockets that were involved, several rockets, including the Space Shuttle Challenger, may have been sabotaged with Hughes' help. Intelligence officers see a clear link between Hughes and possible sabotage of the American and French launches, the newspaper reported then. It's worth he's worth his weight in gold to the Russians in terms of future star wars if we have them, one intelligence officer told the Times. Hughes' sister, Christine Hughes, told the Associated Press in January 1984, article that the family believed he had been abducted, according to the Albuquerque Journal. Okay. Now, these rockets, I'm going to go to this article. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. Go down to the bottom of the article that we have. And it's got a link to the LA Times article that I read back in 1986. Now, I'm going to tell you that I can vividly remember the day the space shuttle blew up because I was teaching anatomy physiology in my classroom. And we had a special satellite feed because we are up in Hesperia, California. We just opened up a brand new high school up there. And we're up there and we're just sort of moving along. And some of the kids, kind of interesting, some of the kids were, you know, I was getting ready to start teaching, but, you know, we're going to have the space shuttle launch. So I said, oh, great. You know, we had special accommodations because we had a big, huge satellite dish. We were not too far from Edwards. And we could get all the real-time satellite feeds from Edwards. So we saw all the stuff going on, all the various cameras and all that stuff were showing everything. And so the kids are watching it. I'm at the chalkboard. I've got TVs in the room, and they're kind of looking at it. And all of a sudden, I kind of sense something's wrong. You know, I kind of had my back to the kids, which you never do in teaching, but I had my back. And they're good kids. And they're watching. All of a sudden, I turn around, and their eyes are, and their mouths are wide open. And I looked at the screen, and the shuttle had just blown up. Now, we had the special pictures, that the feed that was going right in into Edwards Air Force, but they were seeing this, okay? So, wow. And, of course, people started to hear about it in the classrooms, and people started flooding my classroom. And I said, hey, wait. And vividly remember that. So, anyway, and people right away started saying, that's something wrong there. And, of course, they came out with this stupid explanation about the O-rings didn't seal right because of the cold, which is stupid. And all the people I talked to at the time, again, employees of the systems and so on at Edwards, saying there's something wrong. That is not the way. So then the story comes out later on in the year, says, you know, this guy may have been involved with the Challenger. And it's all super hush-hush quiet. So anyway, this guy, and what they were thinking at the time, is that because of his expertise, one of his expertises was that he was working with special ways to blow up the rocket ships, you know, when they go up in the air. That was one of his specialties. And it says, the article goes on and says, sabotage missile launches, explosions, key Air Force officer disappearance probed. 1986, July 6th. Now, remember, the shuttle blew up in, what was it, January of 1986. It says, in a departure from its public position, the French government has concluded that the explosions of its Ariane rocket at the Kourou launch site in French Guiana on May 30th may have been due to sabotage. According to French intelligence officers, an investigation into the Ariane accident has been secretly reopened because initially we had no idea to raise the question of sabotage. But now we have reason to ask that question. France has shared its concerns with and suspicions about Ariane with the highest levels of U.S. intelligence. French Defense Minister André Girard is believed to have touched on this topic when he visited Washington on Tuesday of last week. Blah, blah, blah. It says, because of a series of catastrophes involving American space launches, the French and American accidents are adding up to a bizarre pattern surrounded by strange coincidences and unexplained events deeply preoccupying Western intelligence. These include the apparent defection to the Soviet Union in 1983 of the U.S. Air Force's leading expert on rocket self-destruction procedures. Now, guess who that was? That was William Howard Hughes. Now, later on, I'm doing deep research on Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And I interview somebody of very big importance, and you can go and check out the YouTubes and so on. I'm not going to mention his name on air. And he talks specifically about this and how that Operation Paperclip individuals were deeply involved in the destruction of these missiles, including the Challenger. That was an interview done in 2011, 12, that era. And he had evidence of such. Now, what's going to happen? I'm just putting all this together for you because those of you who really believe that the space shuttle self-destructed because of O-rings, I've got some interesting swamp land to sell you in French Guiana. And this guy's found working where? You think this is a coincidence? Janet Napolitano? UC System, California? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to we're researching this. I've got people on this. This is big, because with information that we have within our own archives and Agenda 21 Radio and things like that, Operation Paperclip, direct link to Operation Paperclip Space Shuttle, somebody who's very, very understanding of detonators and missiles and so on, who's gone missing all these years and the loss of all these different rockets, and the sabotaging that was going on by those involved with Operation Paperclip after World War II. See, these were the Nazis that we brought over to help with the space program. And it's kind of interesting, this Mr. Hughes. Is he a relative of Howard Hughes? That's the other question. You know, William Howard Hughes? And it's, Howard Robard Hughes or something like that is Howard Hughes' name. Junior, by the way. A junior. Both of them were junior Howard Hughes. But, you know, are they related? In Seattle, you know, Howard Hughes had a lot of relationships with people in Seattle. I wonder why. Familial thing. And what's the relationship with them in Utah's Morton Thiokol? In which a guy told me from Morton Thiokol, there's no way that O-ring failed like that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.